It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County says it's offered a COVID-19 vaccine to all frontline healthcare workers, but only about 50% have decided to take it. Jeff Kaur is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health. He says the vaccine has had minimal side effects, but healthcare workers may have been reluctant to take it when it first became available to them in December.
I think they didn't want to, you know, ruin the holidays with potential side effects. So I think timing was definitely an issue with that. So we'll see. And then as people see more and more people doing it and having really there being no issues, I think we'll build confidence.
Of course, as the county has started to move on to the next priority group, which includes first responders, so far that group has also seen about a 50% participation rate. Thousands of children are no longer enrolled in child care in Arapahoe County. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A recent survey found a 29% decrease in enrollment in the county's licensed child care. That means 3,500 children are no longer receiving care. Randy Mendez is with the Arapahoe County Early Childhood Council. She says some parents are keeping their children home during the pandemic.
I also think that parents have lost their jobs due to COVID, so they just have been keeping their children home.
As a result, 17% of childcare staff there have left or been laid off. Mendez says she hopes enrollment will pick up as the vaccine becomes available and that the centers can hire more staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Construction projects at Denver International Airport have pressed on despite the pandemic. Chris McLaughlin is the airport's COO. He says there's been uncertainty about building during historically low traffic, but he expects it to recover quickly. He tells Colorado Matters that the gates are a perfect example.
We were building some of them on spec, believing that carriers would want them. Believe it or not, even in a pandemic and even when traffic is down, every gate that we're building is already claimed by a carrier, which is phenomenal. And it speaks to the strength of this market.
McLaughlin says all the work at the airport will be finished in 2024. Chance for snow across much of the state today and through tomorrow night, then sunny weather and warmer temperatures later in the week. This is CPR News.